All right. Well, since you already intro'd me, I guess I better start talking now, huh? All right. Welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend. And if you are, well, we'll try to add to that in the next hour or so, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we hope you can take the time to participate in our show. It's very, very important to us. All you do is give us a call with a question or answer. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, Broadway, and just about everything else. So again, 415-841-4134. We also have a toll-free number, believe it or not, 866-798-8255. Once more, that is 866-798-8255. And we had a last-minute cancellation on our panel, so anybody wants to come down to the studio and join us? No, I'm just kidding about that. Although it may come to that one of these days. But tonight it's just Jerry and myself, so we'll have more time for your questions. So that's usually the way it works. So give us a call, okay? And we'll get you in as much as is humanly possible. All right, so we're going to start with round introductions. I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter. That's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. It's always great to hear from our listeners. Again, that's mindsovermatter, one word, @yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. I've done it in many foreign countries. And Eric is here, so he's in charge of putting things up. So the show should be, using general logic, the show should be online reasonably soon after we're done tonight. So that will be available along with some of our older classic shows. So if you want to hear your voice again, if you do call in, save it. You know, now's the time to do it. Or you'll do it at, you know, after 9 o'clock or so. Anyway, so we're going to start with a round of introductions. And here's the first. To aid in the drought, Jerry Nachman may begin showering amid his lawn sprinklers and watering his plants in the dishwasher. As long as you keep using soap.
Yeah. That's right. I have to remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Well, unlike many others in the Bay Area, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is under no pressure whatsoever to rename Minds Over Matter the Willie Brown Hour.
So, all right. That is us. I began the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. The first winner of Mr. Blackwell's worst dressed list in 1960 was what world-famous actress, he said, looked like, quote, the female counterpart of Emmett Kelly? I've been laughing all those times.
Emmett Kelly.
Ever since I heard that. The first winner of Mr. Blackwell's worst dressed list in 1960 was what world-famous actress, he said, looked like, quote, the female counterpart of Emmett Kelly.
Emmett Kelly. Is this somebody still around today, by any chance?
No.
All right. Female actress. There's a lot to choose from in 1960.
Well, he was the instigator of the fashion police, really.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He was. I think he felt that they stole the idea from him,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
I don't know why I want to say Sophia Loren, but I'll say Sophia Loren.
No, that's
just because she
guess.
Was around
that's
in 1960.
Yeah. No.
All right. Okay. Leave that. I guess I'll do a couple questions here, and then we'll take a call. All right. Here's something a little bit up your alley, Jerry. Now, you only have one guess on this. All right. What is the only musical to win all four acting Tony Awards in a single year?
South Pacific.
Well, that was too easy, wasn't it?
Piece of cake.
Much too easy for you.
Piece of cake.
All right. Try something harder.
Ezio Pinza, Mary Martin, Myron McCormick as played Luther Billis, and
right.
Juanita Hall played Bloody Mary.
Oh, okay. All right. So the Young Lovers, didn't factor in?
No, they were not part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
William Tappert as Lieutenant Cable.
There you go. Well, yeah.
I forget the name of the woman who played Liat.
All right. Well, I should have known. You've been working on that book, so... All right. Who was the last Time magazine person of the year to die?
You mean the most recent?
Yeah.
Person of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
But also the last one.
To die.
Yeah.
Well,
Very well-known person.
Steve Jobs.
That's a good guess. But no, not Steve Jobs.
No. Okay.
He wasn't Person of the Year.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay.
So once more, who was the last or the most recent Time Magazine Person of the Year to die? I don't usually ask death questions, but...
Was it a political figure or statesman?
In a sense, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Margaret Thatcher.
That's a good... that's good, too, but no.
Okay.
Not Margaret Thatcher.
Okay.
All right. All right. Other question is... I got all my papers mixed
up.
Three. No, yeah, but you answered the first one. All right. I have a list of the five worst-selling car models in the U.S. since 1950. In other words, the five worst-selling car models. The worst.
Are they fairly well-known?
And I'm going to give you the years, too, just so to help you along just a little bit. Okay? So these are... I'm looking for the five worst-selling car models in the U.S. since 1950. And these are the years that they were the worst sellers. 2001, 2005, 1991, 2007, and 1960.
Are these American cars?
They're all American cars. Well, no, they're all but one are American cars.
The Yugo.
Yes.
Okay.
That's one of them. Very good. And that is 1991.
Okay.
Okay, so again, these
I'm
are
finished.
The five worst-selling American cars in the U.S. since 1950. I should have said the five cars that sold the worst in the United States, because the Yugo was not an American car, but all the others are. So so now they're American cars. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, my question is about rationing mm-hmm. in World War II.
Okay.
There was a particular commodity that the government rationed. And in so doing, deprived American women of another item. And that came from this commodity that was rationed. The women protested so much that the government backed down.
Is this an intimate garment that a woman would wear, like silk stockings kind of thing?
Yes.
So it is silk stockings?
No.
But it's an intimate garment. It's like a girdle, like something like rubber you would put in a girdle for something like that?
Yes, you got it.
All right.
Oh,
you got
it. Good.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. And let's see, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Here from Union City.
Hello.
Was one of those worst-selling American cars a Chrysler PT Cruiser?
No.
Too bad.
That was Jerry's old car.
Oh, no, that's a great car. It didn't sell that many, I don't think. They don't make them
I
more.
See them around all the time
they
still.
Don't make them anymore, though, because I wanted to get one.
That was one of the worst.
If anyone out there wants to sell a used PT Cruiser, I am definitely in the market.
I'm sure you'll find somebody.
Okay.
By the way, there was a slight, like to give a slight correction. You were talking about SS, you know, with standard soil. They're forced to change it to Jaguar because of its connotations with Nazi Germany.
Oh, right. I remember it from last week.
Well, actually, Jaguar is a British car, but it's owned by the East Indian Company, Tata.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I've got a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
What involves the story in the pink section? What, it was about the Wrecking Crew. What do Emo Richards and Tommy Tedesco, two of their members, have in connection with Planet of the Apes?
Once more.
What do Emo Richards, a percussionist, and Tommy Tedesco, the guitarist, have a connection with Planet of the Apes?
Planet of the Apes. So
it's a real tough one. Music related.
Could you repeat that, Dana?
So you know the Wrecking Crew. He's asked about the Wrecking Crew. The Wrecking Crew were the group of studio musicians who performed on just countless records in the '60s.
Well,
Glenn Campbell was one of them.
Go out to do. Okay, get ready.
But Dana, could you repeat the question? Because sometimes it's hard.
What do Emo Richards and Tommy Tedesco?
Emo Richards and
Planet of the Apes.
All right, Emo Richards and Tom Tedesco, who were on the Wrecking Crew. What did they have to do with Planet of the Apes?
Yeah,
the movie Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, but it's related to the score.
Okay, so it has something specifically to do with the score?
Well, one had something to do with the score, and one had something to do with the composer.
Okay. Gosh, I'm trying to remember who did the music for Planet of the Apes. No, I can't answer that because I'm... No.
Is that a John Williams score?
No, it sounds like Elmer Bernstein or John Barry or somebody like that.
No, it's a guy with a mineral in his name.
A guy with a what?
This guy has a memo in his name.
A what is his name?
No, we don't know.
It was Jerry Goldsboro. Well, Emo Rich is performing the bass whistle on the main title. You know that whoosh sound?
Oh, right, right, right.
Oh, Mineral. And,
Tommy Tedesco was the son of Mario Capu Tedesco, who was one of Goldsmith's composition teachers.
Okay, all right.
Here's my second question. You might get this one, but who were the only husband and wife actors to win Oscars?
Husband and wife actors to win Oscars?
Yeah.
This has come up.
Newman and Woodward?
No.
Well, they were husband and wife, and they both won Oscars.
Yeah, but they weren't the first.
Oh, they, who were the first? Okay. Were they married at the time?
Yeah. Yes.
Cronin and Tandy?
No.
What decade would this have been?
Late 40s. Well, they went in separate decades, though.
They went in separate decades?
Yeah.
This should be something that we would get.
They weren't
easily.
American, I'll give you that.
And
they were not American.
They were not American. And it is for acting.
Yeah.
Olivier and Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, of course.
Of course, you know, Vivian Leigh appeared in Lawrence Olivier went for Hamlet, and Vivian Leigh, of course, went for the guy who won the win, but she also appeared in Hamlet as Ophelia.
Right, on stage. Right.
Good, good one.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, just the two of us, Jerry Nachman, well-known Bay Area author, and myself. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, good evening. I had a couple of corrections on previous questions that I had asked. One was the name of Zorro's horse.
Oh, you're correcting yourself.
No. I'm correcting. Someone called up with an incorrect answer.
I see.
You said it was right, gave him a bell, and it was wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. So anyway, so I want to put that out again, the name of Zorro's horse, the real name, and then the newest dog breed in the top 10 Westminster dog, because that was never answered. This was a couple of weeks ago, which was actually the French bulldog.
Okay.
I thought that was answered.
Was that answered?
Maybe not correctly, but it was
answered. No one even got it.
Really?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then I have a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been five names of MGM lions since 1924 to the present.
Ooh.
And then I have the name of the Indian princess in Peter Pan and the name of the RCA Victor dog.
Well, that's Nipper.
Okay, that's right.
Leo is the only lion I know right offhand, and I'm sure that was one of them, but the other four, gosh, I don't know.
Okay, should we put that out there?
Yeah, go ahead if you want.
Do you want me to tell somebody what it is?
Yeah, we'll put you on hold in just a minute. And then the other...
Indian princess in Peter Pan.
I talked to her. I know who played her.
Summer, fall, winter, spring. No, that's not.
No, that's Howdy Doody.
No.
Her name was Sandra Lee. Oh.
The voice?
Yeah. No. Oh no. This is on stage in the TV.
This is in the Disney movie.
Oh, I'm talking about the TV production.
Or even I don't know if it was in the book or not, but anyway, the name she had a name because she was a character in the.
Yeah, I can almost remember. But
okay, so we're gonna put you on hold, and then you give both those answers. Okay.
Very good.
All right,
and
thanks.
We'll see if they come up with it.
Okay.
Indian princess.
And Jerry, it's your turn, so why don't you discussion?
Okay. Okay. I'll give you five pseudonyms used by famous people for a variety of purposes, and you tell me their real names.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Charles Morin, Morin. Lou Sarah, Sarah.
Wait a minute. Charles Morin?
Morin, yeah. Right.
Okay.
Lou Sarah, Sarah.
Right.
George Fox, Carlos Danger, and Diane Reynolds. Some are recent and some are not so recent.
George. Carlos, did you say, what was the first one again?
Carlos Morin? Danger.
No, that was the first one.
Oh, Charles Morin.
Charles.
Morin.
All right. Well, Carlos Danger, of course, is unforgettable. That's
well,
Anthony Weiner's nom de plume.
That's right.
Online.
That's the easy one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Lucera, Charles Morin, George Fox, and Diane Reynolds.
Diane Reynolds. George Fox and Diane Reynolds sound just a little familiar to me.
Yeah, they're contemporary.
They are, okay.
Yeah, and the other, well, the three out of the four are.
Well, okay. When you say, you know, that they're aliases, or no, maybe aliases, can you give maybe some examples of why they were used?
Well, if I do, let's see. One was, signing in registries at when you know hotel when they didn't want to be known for one reason or another, or as I said, a variety of reasons. One of them was a pseudonym of a painter.
Painter. Okay.
I mean, he signed the he signed his works with his name.
But this not this name.
Not this name. No. Well, no, this name.
Oh, this name.
Yeah.
Oh. A famous painter, huh? Okay. Gosh, I don't know.
Okay, let's see. Two or three are political people, and one is a kind of pseudo-political person.
All right. Well, we have Carlos Danger, and that was one of the political people, I'm assuming. Why would a politician want to use an alias? Okay. Leave that out.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sheldon in Richmond.
Hi, Sheldon.
I got a couple of guesses for cars.
Yes.
Edsel?
Yes, Edsel, 1960.
1960, okay. So that's the only early one. I was also going to say Corvair. Let's see, the Pontiac Aztec.
These are all mass-produced cars. In other words, they're not specialty cars. So
right.
They're just, yeah. I'm sorry, what was the other one?
Like the Tucker.
Right.
The Pontiac Aztec?
Yes, the Pontiac Aztec. Very good.
Oh.
That made infamous from Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Okay, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
In 1947, the North American numbering plan was put into effect. Do you know what that was?
Numbering what?
The North American numbering plan.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that like a zip code?
It's along those lines.
Area code?
Area code, yes.
Very good.
There was an aspect of that that had an interesting technological feature, and that is that the higher population areas had smaller numbers. So, like, New York is 212, Los Angeles, 213.
Huh.
Do you know the logic behind that?
No, I do not. I know
there... Were there any 1-0 something?
Not... I don't believe so.
212 is probably...
I don't know the logic behind very much at all, so...
No, I don't. What was it?
Okay, with the... with more calls going through with a rotary telephone... it's quicker to dial the shorter digits, the smaller.
Right. Okay.
Excellent.
That makes good sense.
Somebody thought of that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David Price Weldy in San Francisco.
Hi, David. Good to hear from you.
Hi. You guys are doing heavy lifting tonight.
You can help us.
Well, on Jerry's question with regards to Mr. Blackwell, I have two possible guesses. My first thought went to Carol Channing.
No, that's a funny guess.
And the second guess made me think of Andy Warhol, and that would be Marilyn Monroe. Would he be speaking of Marilyn Monroe?
No.
Okay. Then I do have a question with regards to the bounty of our natural resources in California.
Mm-hmm.
Say within 10, how many state parks does California have? And say within 5, how many national parks does California have?
State parks. We have a lot of state parks. I'm probably too high.
I'll say 100.
I was going to say 110 for state parks.
I will give that to you because it's 118 for our state parks.
Okay.
And then for national parks within California?
Oh, within California.
So not national monuments, just national parks.
No, not national monuments.
All right.
I'll say
I do have
four.
Statistics for that. But,
four.
Well, Jerry, you're within five with the number four. We have nine national parks in California.
Good job.
Good work.
What are they? Can you name them?
I can't, and I'm sure I know I visited
Yosemite.
A number, but I
well,
can't name them
yeah.
all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. All right. I have a list. This is according to Business Insider, which seems to have a lot of spare time to put lists like this together. These are the 12 most common words you would find on greeting cards sold in the United States. Now, I'm not looking for the, a, and anything like that, okay? So these are the 12 most common words you would find on greeting cards sold in the United States. So I'll give you two guesses, Jerry.
Well, love has to be number one or two.
Love is number four, actually.
Okay.
Good. What's your other guess?
My.
My? No, not my. Forget words like my.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Sincerely.
That's not a bad guess, but no, not sincere.
Okay.
Or sincerely, or any variation on that.
Yeah.
Again, these are the 12 most common words you would find on greeting cards sold in the United States. Jerry got love. What are the others? So again, I'm not looking for the and a, nothing like that. And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Zeed. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So basically, we have really, really big problem with water. We have what's called mega drought. May last. You know,
yeah, we're,
years,
we know that.
100 years.
Right.
Okay, so how many gallons of water it takes to make 1 gallon milk?
Ooh.
Between, you know, aggregation and also the cow drinking.
Right.
How many gallons of water it makes 1 gallon of milk?
Oh, counting the cow, yeah, well.
Well, it depends. Yeah, I mean, over a period, the cow drinks a lot of water in its lifetime,
right.
So.
But for her to produce a gallon of milk, how many gallons of water it takes for her to drink.
Okay.
Use, yeah.
I'll say.
Well, also for how much to irrigate the land that he's grazing
course,
on.
To make the grass and everything.
Oh,
sure.
See, now we're getting into.
Quite right.
Unknown territory here.
Take a guess.
500.
You're very close. That's really very close. You're right. 680 gallons of water it takes to make a gallon of milk.
That's close enough to give myself credit.
Yeah, so now the second question I have for you is in your field. Couldn't I give you the actual name of some, an actor, a comedian, and a TV personality, and tell me what is their, acting name?
Is this all one person or one?
No, they're three people.
Three people, okay.
Yeah, the first one is Larry Leach.
Well, what's that, Larry?
Larry Leach?
Yes.
Larry Leach.
Right.
You mean this is his real name?
His real name was Larry Leach.
Okay.
The only Leach I know is
Archie
Leach, who was Cary Grant.
Okay,
well,
go ahead.
Larry Leach, that's Cary Grant. Very good.
Okay.
Okay. How about comedian Joseph Levitch?
That's Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis. Right.
Good. You guys are in your field. That's it. How about TV personality Larry Ziegler.
Larry Ziegler?
Larry Ziegler. Z-E-I-G-L-E-R.
Is that...
Larry David?
No, it's Larry King.
No, he's...
He's in your field.
Yeah.
No, Larry King is Konigsberg, I think.
Yeah, there's about, at least 50 people that are very famous with, let's call it stage name, but the real name is totally different. People can Google it by going to that website.
Right.
Thank you. Thanks,
Ed. Bye-bye. That was right. That was right.
What?
Ziegler is Larry King.
Oh, I don't think it's right.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
It's a longer name.
All right. And if you'd like to join us here on Minds Over Matter, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, fine. Finally got in. And the cars, how about that Kaiser American? My grandmother had one.
No.
That or the Edsel?
The Edsel was on the list, but somebody already got it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, and how about actress? I know she isn't ugly, but Elizabeth Taylor?
No.
Because he always hated beautiful women.
Yeah,
beautiful women.
No.
I was just guessing Elizabeth Taylor. Okay, I got a couple of quickie questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Both these things happened in 1893 and 1891. Back in 1893, the NCAA started their playoff system. How many teams were there?
Ooh.
I'll give you a hint. It's a one-digit number.
I'll say eight.
You got it. Started with eight, and they didn't even have it in the main thing in Madison Square Garden. They had it in the side venue somewhere because they couldn't fit it. It wasn't big enough.
Okay. Very small bracket, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, apparently the garden small worked up. And even more infamous, in 1891, you know what the patent was applied for? I'll give you a hint. It rolls around a lot off the top and then off the bottom.
It rolls around
a lot, coming off both the top and off from the bottom.
Right. Is this
perforated?
Perforated.
Yeah.
So
this is the first patent ever given for this.
Like a wiffle ball or something like that?
Toilet paper. And it shows it in the first patent coming off the top. So now you can win the argument.
All right, there we go.
Isn't that something?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. And, Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Again, okay. After Carol Channing originated the role of Dolly in Hello, Dolly, there were about seven or eight various Dollies.
Right.
I think we've had that question. But who was the last performer to play Dolly in the original run? I'll give you one guess.
Oh, boy. Gosh. There were a lot of actresses, like Ginger Rogers and Betty Grable.
Yeah, there was a whole slew of them, yeah.
Pearl Bailey.
She played it. She was like the second one.
She was the second one?
Well, they did a black version. I think it was... it might not have been the second one, no, but she did play it, yeah.
So it wasn't any of those
Calloway,
three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not her.
Was this somebody who was in movies, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not well-known as a movie star.
Not well known.
But she made some movies.
Huh. I don't know. Shirley Booth.
No, that would have been a good choice.
Yeah.
Well, she was in The Matchmaker that led to the...
She did the original one.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
No. Okay. Why don't you repeat the question, Jerry?
Who was the last performer to play Dolly in Hello, Dolly in the original run of the Broadway show?
How long was how many years was the original run?
Five or six, I guess.
Really?
Maybe more. I'm not sure.
Huh. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Big Radul in the Carnero.
Hi.
Could that Fashion Award winner be Audrey Hepburn?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'll give our listeners...
Like, you said he didn't like beautiful women, so...
Well, yeah, I don't know if that's true, but...
Oh.
The actress we're looking for is a foreign actress.
Wow.
Oh.
I mean, non-American.
Okay.
So I have some questions about the movie Casablanca.
All right.
And basically the answers to these questions are numbers. So Rick and Louis make a bet to see whether or not Laszlo can get out of Casablanca. How much was the bet?
You know, I have a very good friend I have lunch with about once a month, and he's a Casablanca expert, so I'm going to hit him with these on Wednesday.
20,000 francs?
That was the initial one, and he settled for 10,000.
Because I'm only a poor, corrupt official.
Right, exactly.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So 10,000 is the answer?
Yes.
Oh, great, right. Okay.
Go ahead.
When Laszlo and Elsa return after they've been to Louis Renault's office, Rick gives them table number.
Oh boy! What table?
What's the scene again?
It's a table number that Rick gives them. They want to stay away from Major Strasser,
right,
in the club. So he says he gives them a table, and he calls it out by number.
That's table number for
for Rick and not to for Elsa
for
and
Elsa. And Elsa. Okay.
Laszlo and Elsa.
Okay.
I'm only guessing here. I'm just going to say 12.
Does Jerry want to take a shot?
1.
30.
Okay. 30. Okay.
Next one is the number that Rick tells the Bulgarian couple to bet on at the roulette
table. Oh, it's 24 or 26?
You're sort of moving away from it.
Okay, so 22.
That's it.
All right, yeah.
That's great. I can't
22.
Wait to ask my friend.
And don't ever, yes, and don't ever come back.
Yep. And then the last one is...
Helmut Dantin and Joy Page. Those are the two actors.
No, I don't think Joy Page was with the Bulgarian.
Yeah, she was the wife. Joy Page was the wife.
No, she was the one that Misha Auer was in love with, wasn't it?
No, that was the French.
From the French to the German.
That was the French singer that he was in love with. I can't think of her name, but Joy Page was the one who was with Helmut Dantin. Yeah.
Okay. I'm skeptical, but you usually get them right.
All right.
Yeah, but the last one is. When Major Strasser first comes into the club, he orders champagne, and Louis Renault recommends a vintage and, for a bonus, the name of the wine.
He says, blank, blank, a good French champagne. Verve Cliquot?
Correct.
Verve Cliquot.
What is it?
Verve Cliquot.
Is the champagne.
22?
26.
26.
Anyway,
a good French champagne. I know he says that.
These are great questions.
Anyway, that's all I had. I still want to check out that Joey Page.
Do that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Dan, who is the bet between Louis and Rick?
How much is it?
Yeah. Now, who is it between?
It's between Louis and Rick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't wait to ask my friend this.
Okay. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And feel free to give us a call if you have a question or answer for us. The number is area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. We are a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry?
Okay. The first winner, Mr. Blackwell's worst dress list in 1950, was what European actress he said looked like, quote, the female counterpart of Emmett Kelly. Who was the last performer to play Dolly in the original run of Hello, Dolly on Broadway? And I want the names of the people who use these synonyms for various reasons. Charles Morin, M-O-R-I-N, Lou Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, George Fox, and Diane Reynolds.
And I have a list of the five worst-selling car models in the U.S. since 1950. The ones that are left over are, these are all mass-produced cars, and the ones that are left over are American cars. One, the worst-selling year for that car was 2001, and the other is worst-selling year for that car was 2007. Those are the ones that are left on the list. And according to Business Insider, these are the 12 most common words you would find on greeting cards sold in the U.S. Now, I'm not looking for the and a, nothing like that. Some more substantial words. So Jerry got love, but there are still 9 left here. So the most common word you would find on greeting cards sold in the U.S.
I missed one of E's answers. Who is Larry Leach?
What he said it was Cary Grant. It was Archibald Leach is Cary Grant, but maybe he was also known as Larry Leach at some point. You never know.
Oh,
it's possible.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
I think it's my turn.
Okay.
Somebody's not me.
All right. I have a list of 6 comic actresses or actresses that are basically known for playing comic roles, and they were all nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. So all these actresses, comic actresses, were nominated once for Best Supporting Actress. None of them won, but I want you to tell me what they were nominated for. So wait till I go through the list, because I know you'll know one or two of them. All right, number one, Peggy Cass.
Cass,
you may remember from the Jack Parr Show and numerous other shows. Number two, Elsa Lanchester. Number three, Marjorie Main. Number four, Spring Byington. Number 5, Carol Channing.
Channing.
Yeah, she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress. And number six, Joan Blondell. So again, these six largely comic actresses were nominated for Best Supporting Actress for at one time, and I want you to tell me what they were nominated for. Number one, Peggy Cass. Number two, Elsa Lanchester. Number three, Marjorie Main. Number four, Spring Byington. Number five, Carol Channing. Number six, Joan Blondell. So I'll give you one guess, Jerry, for now.
That's pretty stingy.
Well,
Elsa Lanchester was witness for the prosecution.
That's right, witness for the prosecution. Yeah. Very good.
Okay.
Good job. All right, I'll give you another guess later on.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
You know, I think I missed all the cars. I was going to say a gremlin.
Oh, that's an interesting guess. But no, there's two. There's still two left on the list.
Oh, I think I know what. I can see it in my mind's eye, but I forgot the name of it. It was like a little sports car, two-seater.
No, these are fairly high-end cars. I mean, not high-end, but fairly high-end.
High-end cars. Oh,
not ultra-expensive, but, you know, more than a Yugo, let's put it that way.
Yeah, no, I couldn't guess it now. And what was your question about the being on the cover of Time magazine?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Thank you for reminding me. I forgot to repeat that. Who was the last Time magazine person of the year to die?
Is that Sister Teresa?
No.
Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Lynn.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Who did she guess?
She said Mother Teresa. Well, she said Sister Teresa, but she meant Mother Teresa.
Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I think the answer for the Time Person of the Year, is it Nelson Mandela?
It is. Yes, it is Nelson Mandela.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah. And then... the last, Hello, Dolly. I have no idea she played the role, but was it Elaine Stritch?
Oh, good guess.
No, that's
I like that.
I don't think, I'm not sure she might have played it. I don't remember her being played.
Yeah,
no,
I
that's
don't know.
A good,
it seems like it would be.
That's an interesting guess out of left field, but it's not quite it.
I like that, though. It's
yeah, I like
guess.
It, yeah.
Okay, I spent a lot of time out in left field.
I'd love to see her. I've seen her in that. I don't think she ever did it.
And for Blackwell, was it Gina Lola Brigida?
No.
That's
no.
Also a good guess.
That's a good guess, too.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have maybe a couple of the words that may be on the greeting card.
Yes.
Happy?
Yes, that's number one.
Of course.
Birthday?
No, yes, that's number five.
Yeah. Well?
Well, no.
No. Anniversary?
No.
No. And you?
Yes, that's number 12. All right, I'll limit you to three there.
Okay.
There you go.
And then I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. There are five actors, people who appeared in more movies than they directed, who have won Best Director Oscars, but never won Best Actor Oscars.
Hmm.
Who are they?
Woody Allen?
No, he's directed more movies than he's appeared in.
I see. So this had to be actors who have appeared in more movies than they've directed.
Yes.
So, like, is Warren Beatty one?
Warren Beatty is. For, you know the movie?
Reds?
Right.
Robert Redford.
Yeah.
For Ordinary People.
Right, good.
Yeah.
It's for both of us. And, all right, let me think. Charles Lawton. No, he didn't.
No.
They had to win.
He didn't win Best Director.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. They had to win Best Director. You're right. Excuse me. Okay, they had to win Best Director.
Well, John Huston.
No, he also directed more movies than he appeared in.
Okay.
I see. I'm sorry, I got it reversed. Yeah, acting. Okay.
Yeah, these are all within the remaining ones, all within the last 25 years.
Oh. Okay. The last 25 years.
So, yeah.
All right. Give us some kind of hint.
Let's see. It's the best hint. Well, two of them from the 90s. One of them has won more than one Best Director award.
Oh, Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
All right. Mel Gibson.
Yes. For
A Braveheart.
Oh.
And Clint Eastwood, right. Unforgiven, I guess.
Right. And also for $1 Million Baby.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I don't think...
You want a clue for the last one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. In The Big Chill, he actually plays the person who died. It was the original.
Kevin Costner for Dances with Wolves, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Got it. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great night.
All right. Thanks. You too. And let's see. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, guys. This is Hayes in San Francisco.
Hi, Hayes.
Last guy got a couple of the answers that I was going to give you, but for the greeting cards, what about congratulations?
No, weirdly enough.
That's very strange. What about birth?
No.
What about sorry?
No.
Lucky I'm not writing cards.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about your birth. Is that what you were saying? Was that the card?
Yeah, that was it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you might be giving birth. Maybe that would be a good card. And another question I have. A previous caller was talking about the American area codes. What's the UK emergency number?
Ooh, gosh. I've been there many, many times. I'm trying to think now.
Emergency.
I've never had occasion to use it. Is it a three-digit number?
It's a three-digit number, but there's a reason I brought it up from something that the previous caller said.
Is it because it's the same three-digit number that you would have for an area code for a major American city?
No. I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
And you imagine on a rotary phone, the emergency call number was 999, which took the longest time to dial.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And that's why they put it as 911 here.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Because they figured out how stupid they had done it over there.
Right.
Why didn't they make it 111?
Oh, thank you very much. Take care.
I wonder why they didn't make it 111.
Well, the British are not famous for their efficiency, I suppose.
Well, I don't know.
Charm, maybe, but not efficiency. And let's see. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, I'd like to offer the words for the greeting card.
Yes.
Dearest or dear?
No.
Heart?
No.
Life or live?
No.
Wish or wishing?
Yes, wishes.
Wishes. Okay.
Wishes.
How about hope or hopefully?
No.
Joyous?
No.
Enjoy?
No.
Feels or feel?
Close on that, but no.
Feels good.
No.
Deeply?
No.
Wonderful?
Yes. Wonderful.
You
guessed
everyone.
Great or greatest?
Okay. No.
I'm going to pass celebration.
All right. One more guess.
Oh, okay. How about respect?
No.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
How about greetings?
No.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, only when you're drafted. And let's see. Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay. In 1998, Hasbro Company closed the Milton Bradley Wood Products Company, whose most famous product for 20 years was what?
I'm trying to think back from my childhood now. The only ones of wood I can think of were pickup sticks and Lincoln Logs.
No and no. Good guesses, though.
Yeah.
1998, Hasbro closed the Milton Bradley Wood Products Company, whose most famous product for 20 years was what?
A top?
No.
Okay. That's it.
Okay.
All right. So can we assume that it's made of wood?
Yeah.
That's because it's made by a wood products company?
Yes.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I'm gone. I can hear myself coming on there. How about Brigitte Bardot for the Blackwell?
No.
That's actually a good guess.
That is a good guess. I would have thought so.
She dressed all right.
Or Gina Lola Bridges, no. Yeah. I had that emergency question saved up, but he beat me to it. There's also a thing behind why we have the pound sign and the diamond on the phone, too. Has to do with bank card calling and all that. When they're trying to make what were going to be punch phones instead of dialing, they wanted those two extra keys for accessing your bank account.
Right. The pound sign.
Yeah. Hey, I got a good question for you. You know, back when crosswords puzzles first came in 1913, do you know what they are actually called They were actually called by mistake crosswords. Do you know what they were originally supposed to be called?
I do remember that, but I can't.
This has come up on the show.
Might have. I heard it somewhere else.
Crossword puzzles.
Think cross.
Yeah, right. But cross was in the title.
Yeah.
Words is in the title, too.
Crossword was in the title. So was there a word between cross and word?
No, they were supposed to be word cross titles.
Okay.
They were supposed to be word cross, not cross words. Oh. And the typesetter flipped it.
Oh, well, that makes more
Can
sense.
Can you believe anyway. That?
Yeah.
That's a good story.
We're
anyway,
calling word cross puzzles all this time, and they're cross words.
Okay.
All right. Good. Well, thank you.
That's really weird when you think about it.
Thank you. And let's see. Okay.
Still trying to think of Peggy Katz. What's it?
Oh, I'm surprised. Actually, that's the one I thought you would get first.
Yeah. Oh, I know what it is.
All right, go ahead.
I think I do.
All right, what?
She was in MAME.
Yeah, Auntie MAME.
Auntie MAME.
Auntie MAME, not MAME.
Auntie MAME. I played Miss Gooch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, Auntie MAME.
Okay.
Okay, let me see here. Let's see. Of the 20 largest U.S. cities, which has the largest majority African-American population?
The 20 largest U.S. cities, which has the largest majority
African-American population?
Detroit.
No. Mm-mm.
Chicago.
No. All right. Okay. Two guesses. That's
okay,
enough.
I'm out.
All right. So once more, of the 20 largest U.S. cities, which has the largest majority African-American population? And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
I just wanted to address your opening because you said just you and Jerry, and it's like just you and Jerry is more than enough.
Oh, Thomas,
thank you,
that's
Thomas.
Sweet.
Okay, now, the worst dressed woman, going for a Simone Signoret?
Also a good guess.
No,
yeah.
That's a good name, but I don't think of her as being a mess, but no.
Oh, I don't either, but she had just won the Oscar.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's the right time, yeah.
the bad car, Saturn?
No, Saturn was a pretty decent
pretty
seller,
well-known
I think,
seller, yeah.
But it died in 2008.
Yeah, that's true, but no, this is not Saturn anyway.
I'm not fighting with you.
Okay.
Okay, best on the cards...
Yes.
Best and one?
Neither one.
Okay. Now these actresses. Oh, wait a minute. I think I've got the Dolly person.
Okay, good.
Ann Miller?
Ann Miller, Jerry, for the Dolly?
No, good guess. I don't think she ever played that.
I think she did. But...
She did 5 years as it, but I don't know as it was on the first run.
Yeah.
Ann Miller was in Hello, Dolly?
It may not have been the first run, but she did play it at some point. I know that.
Oh, probably on tour or somewhere else.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I'm going to guess four supporting actresses, and I don't know if I'm going to land.
Right.
I think on one I'm sure, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Marjorie Main, The Egg and I?
The Egg and I, right.
Yes, I was going to say
Good
that.
Job.
Nobody remembers that movie, but I do.
That was a huge hit.
And Thomas
Rain
does.
Yeah. Byington, You Can't Take It With You?
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Very good.
What about Carol Channing, Thoroughly Modern Millie?
Yeah, I saw part of that last night, and I was underwhelmed. But I mean, she was kind of cute, but yeah.
I think it was a token thing.
Yeah.
And then Joan Blondell, I seem to think The Blue Veil.
Yeah, you're right.
Blue Veil?
Gosh.
The Blue Veil.
Wow.
Right.
Well, it's nice to know there's a clutter up there that's still working. Thank you all.
Thanks, Thomas. Bye-bye. Yes, so we have all the comic actresses who were nominated
Blondell,
for Oscars.
Blondell, there could have been a lot of choices.
If somebody had asked me before I figured out it was The Blue Veil, or saw it was The Blue Veil, I would have said A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
She was good in that.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
And, okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
For 20 largest cities, what about Atlanta?
Not Atlanta.
Okay. And did Milton Bradley make the yo-yo?
They may have, but that's not the product I'm looking for.
Okay.
I don't think they made that, but
they might have made it.
How about
Duncan made the yo-yo.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Greeting card words, what about sympathy?
No.
Okay. And I have a question.
Yes.
The name Fleet Street is synonymous with British journalism.
Mm-hmm.
What is the origin of the name?
Well, should we not assume that it has something to do with like the Admiralty may have been on Fleet Street originally?
Nope. Nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Fleet Street.
So it is actually, could it be named after somebody named?
No.
And
I have no idea.
So, okay, let's think.
It has nothing to do with journalism, I take it. That was just after the fact.
Is it where sailors would congregate to pick up prostitutes?
No.
All right.
I think Fleet Prison.
Oh, Fleet Prison. Oh, right. Fleet Prison. Okay.
No, that's not why Fleet Prison wasn't on Fleet Street.
Oh.
They're both named after the same thing.
Oh. But it's nothing nautical.
Not directly nautical, no.
And it's not named after a person.
It has to do with water.
Okay. Huh. All right, we
don't
give
know,
up.
Don't know.
What is it?
The Fleet River is one of the underground rivers of London.
Oh.
That flows north-south into the Thames, and it was crossed by a bridge called the Fleet Bridge, and the street that ran across the bridge was Fleet Street.
Very good. Good question.
Good. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to give us a quick call, we'll get as many people in before the end of the show as possible. That number is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Jane in New York.
Hi, Jane.
For the alibis, or aliases, rather, Diane Reynolds, wasn't that Chelsea Clinton?
It was. Chelsea Clinton.
Good job.
Good job.
And then is Washington, D.C., is the largest city with African-American majority?
It is. It is. The largest city in the U.S. with majority African-American population. Yes.
Right. And for the cars, Chevy Citation, one of them?
No.
Okay, to have one a long time ago. So I'm going to play you three short clips, and you tell me what language they're speaking in the clip, okay?
Oh,
no
Give up.
Korean.
Close.
It's not Japanese. No, it's not Japanese.
Not Taiwanese? Japanese, no. Let me play the other two clips, and then I'll leave all three out there.
All right.
Second clip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's an Asiatic language. That's
No, it's not.
It's not. It's,
no, the first one was.
It's not Asia Minor. It's not like it sounds a little like.
No.
Okay.
No. It's Eastern European. Well, okay, I'm going to play the third clip now.
All right. Is that Eastern European or Asia Minor?
Well, I can play them again, or I can just leave them out, or I can tell you the answer.
Just do the last two. Do the last two.
So the last two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it like a Bulgarian Albanian sort of thing?
Well, Bulgarian is the closest you've said so far. It's not Russian.
Albanian.
Okay. No.
No, it's not Romanian. It's a Slavic language, right?
Yes, it is a Slavic language, but it's not Russian.
It's not Russian. Then you say Bulgarian. Ukrainian.
Closer.
Moldovan.
Moldovan is actually a Romance language.
That's so true. That's true.
Keep going east or west, rather.
Keep going west. All right, let's see. Then...
I'll just tell you, it's Polish.
Polish, all right.
All right, how about the last one again?
Tämä bittirahahan on virtuaalista rahaa, joka ei ole minkään keskuspankin valvonnassa. Sitä voi tallentaa kännykkään.
Vietnamese?
No.
No, this is a European language.
Oh, European, okay.
The first one was Asian. I don't know if you guys didn't get
it. Is the last one a national language?
A national?
Yeah, the dominant language of a country.
Yeah, yeah, it's a pretty big, like, famous country. It's not, like, so strange.
But it's not a Slavic language.
It's, no.
Hungarian.
Ah, well, in a way, close. I think it's related.
Estonian.
Almost there.
Finnish.
Latvian.
Finnish.
Finnish. Finnish and Estonian are actually very close.
All right, okay. You better fill us in on the first one.
Okay, it's Thai.
Thai, okay.
I was going to say, I said Taiwanese.
All right. We're almost out of time. That's why I have
okay. Taiwanese is different than Thai. Okay.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, very appropriate, my guess. I'm guessing for the cards?
Yes.
Loss.
No.
Oh, okay. That's pretty much all I've got.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, time to clean up here. Jerry, what do you got?
Okay, excuse me. The last performer to play Hello, Dolly in the original Broadway run was Ethel Merman.
Oh, okay.
Who was actually offered the role first and didn't want to do it.
The Merm.
Okay, and the first winner, Mr. Blackwell's Worst Dress List in 1960, and he called her the female counterpart of Emmett Kelly, is Anna Magnani.
Oh, well,
It's kind of close.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And, finally, 1998, Hasbro closed the Milton Bradley Wood Products Company, whose most famous product for 20 years was Scrabble tiles.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. The most common words on American greeting cards that nobody got, Christmas. I don't know why nobody guessed Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Holidays, Valentine, filled, thoughts, and Mary. So
Mary,
hope that
course,
fills in the blanks for you there. The five worst-selling car models in the U.S. since 1950, the mass-produced models, Cadillac Catera, 2001, and the Lincoln Blackwood Truck, 2007. I think that is it. If we did not get your call, please accept our heartfelt apologies and give us a call next week. We'll be here next Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Eric Wayne and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones, and above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Please join us next Sunday at 7, as I said before, and we look forward to that. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye. It's Frank. It's gotta be this or that.